Now, on Friday show, when I was off, a successful restaurateur revealed he's scrapped plans to open two new premises in Northern Ireland. Bob McCoubrey, who owns the Mourne Seafood restaurant, said rates, crippling rates and taxes means it's not worth his while. After running the report, the Nolan Show was contacted by another businessman with a similar story to tell, Michael Rogan. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Now, where are you from? Which cafe are you from?
We're Cafe Firstia, and just to explain the name, Bill Firstia, the mouth of the Farset, so it's a Belfast restaurant that's situated in a very unique position in a Presbyterian church, no less, on the Falls Road. So you can imagine we're fairly unique. We Calderland, which is the building we're situated in, is currently number one Belfast visitor attraction on TripAdvisor. We took it over 3 years ago, myself and my partner, Denise Downey. Denise's pedigree is second to none. Her family own MCD, so Slane, Oxygen, Electric Picnic, every major rock and roll star she's cooked for and looked after their VIP catering for over a decade. So we came well-armed, and our mission was to provide absolutely the top quality food in the middle of West Belfast, and I'm delighted to say that the community have supported us amazingly.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that we would like to bring that very unique combination of Irish language, culture, music, food into the city centre. And every time we've looked at it, it has just absolutely not worked out for us. And it's very frustrating. And Mr. McCoubrey's words certainly echoed in my head when I was listening to him on Friday. The problems really are this. Central government, HMRC, 20% VAT. Belfast City Council rates absolutely astronomical. Those are the two major stumbling blocks. And really, when any business person tries to create a business, there's a number of things at the heart of that. And creating employment and a viable business are very much what it's all about for us. So you struggle to work out how to change this. And there's some very challenging issues in the middle of that. I'm not denying that. But I would challenge Belfast City Council, I would challenge the Assembly to come up with innovative ways of trying to attract people like us to get on with it.
And yet Michael Sammy and the boys, in other words, the Finance Minister, the Department of Finance, if I'm being very BBC about it, they'd probably be pointing out the fact that they've had a regional rate freeze from 2008-2009. And that lasts until 2015.
Sure,
they would say that bills are therefore lower than they otherwise would have been.
Sure, and I mean, I support the recent initiative by Belfast City Council, who ring-fenced millions upon millions of pounds in their increase and said they would reinvest it in communities. Now, that's an excellent example of innovation. It's an excellent example of kick-starting business. Now, those are the sorts of things that we need to see at an Assembly level, and I think that the reality of this is this: that our Assembly needs to wrestle fiscal powers from the British government and allow our own ministers, our own politicians to come up with other such initiatives. I am totally believing in the fact that they are committed to do that and will make a much better job of it than direct rule ministers.
But when you talk about them coming up with initiatives, if the business is good enough, the strongest will survive.
Well,
there are people trading in Belfast City Centre at a profit now.
Sure, there are. There's no doubt about that. But let's look at the reality of the restaurant business, which is a particularly different type of sector. The cards are all stacked against them. So, okay, the strongest will survive. Is that 5%? Is that 10%? Or do you want to create an environment where good quality local businesses can employ good quality local talent in a way which benefits all of us, not just the business person or indeed the people who want to eat out? This is about sustainable growth, and you've got to help that. And
what's realistic here?
What's realistic in my head? You look at, for example, the amount of properties in Belfast, for example, and I'm sure it's no different in Derry or Dungannon or wherever. They're sitting empty. Where no revenue's being accrued to anybody.
But the executive introduced a concession in April. They gave 50% relief for empty shops, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But the reality, that's only one part of the equation. And the point I was going to make on going to say the package then has to be combined with HMRC saying, okay, business setup, you qualify, you're going to have X number of employees. Yep, that's worthwhile. Okay, we're going to knock your VAT back down to 10%, so we are for the first 3 years to give you an opportunity. Let's have joined up training packages for businesses opposed to training for training's sake. There's a whole range of things that need to happen to help business people really kickstart, because the reality of this is if we're waiting on Team Europe, we're going to be waiting a long time. If we're waiting on Team South of Watford Gap, we're going to be waiting an awful long time. It's time for Team Ulster to actually, and by Ulster I mean the whole nine counties, and I don't mean that in a purely political way, I mean in a geographic, I mean in a footfall way, we really need to get our act together and take control of what we're doing.
Are you making good money in West Belfast?
We're making a living. Yeah, we're making a living, and we're able to employ a whole number of people who as a result of that are going out spending in shops, spending in local.
So why would you want to go into the city centre then?
Because we believe that unique brand of culture, music, and food is something we would love to bring to a wider audience. It's as simple as that. I mean, West Belfast, which has just finished another very successful field. I was flipping burgers in a field in Falls Park, 2:45 this morning. Thousands of people at it, thousands of people enjoying it, thousands of people from all over Belfast, indeed all over the north, and indeed Ireland. And you would love to bring that very unique bit of crack that we can provide into Belfast. The tourists would love it. I'm totally convinced of that. And, you know, that's another problem that you see at the moment. Tourist numbers are down. Our place, our time has failed, despite a massive budget, to actually increase numbers. They've fallen dramatically. Look at that. Well, why is that not working? The ripple effect that they were expecting from Titanic or Jan's Causeway hasn't happened.